Good morning. Oh, David. Well, it's 11:07, so not really. I've moved into a new house. It's really cool, and it's so nice to have a home again. It's been 6 months since we've not had a house. We moved out last December when we sold the house, and we've been looking ever since, and we found a great place in Long Eaton. So if you're in Long Eaton, do tweet me, because I'm going to start looking for peeps that are social network inclined, and but it's been a good 3 years since I've had a home, and that's huge for me, because one of the reasons why I stopped touring was because I felt I wanted to go home, and I'd never been homesick before, but that was kind of a driving force. I was doing a show at the Festival Theatre in Chichester, which I had a bit of a glitch in the middle of the season where I kind of got a bit lost along the way, and I was a bit lonely. I couldn't see where stuff was going, but then they invited me to stay for the rest of the season, which I was really quite chuffed about. I was really touched, and I really enjoyed that. It kind of felt as if there was an acceptance, and I was really enjoying myself. I was in the Bell, Blue Bell, one night, and I kind of sat there and thought, hold on a minute, the person that I really want to be spending time with is 4.5 hours away, and I'm not spending any time with them at all, apart from in between work. So I kind of wanted to explore life, and so I went back, what am I going to do, because I hadn't been out of work from the moment I left university and applied for jobs during that first summer. I worked in a factory while I was sort of exploring work. I got a job at Nottingham Playhouse in the autumn, crewing, went on to Panto for Christmas, and I kind of never been out of work since. I went from there, I did some small scale touring with in the New Forest with Forest Forge, and I then ended up back in Nottingham, so I did Derby Panto. I then did an interesting season at Butlins, and so it was that, you know, I'd go from one thing to another thing. I'd probably have 2 weeks in between, maybe 3 weeks. I was down in London. From London Fringe, I ended up in the Lake District, and I worked there for a year, worked a second year there, in their transition period between the Blue Box and Thornsby Hall. Then I worked for Hull Truck. Then I went to, where did I go after Hull Truck? It all kind of became quite regimented after there. Hull Truck did some venues. Yeah, I'm going to have to sort that one out with my CV later. But that first season, when I was first, those first sort of 5 or 10 years were really, you know, what I wanted to be doing. And then I kind of got lost along the way, and I ended up stopping because I felt that I needed to have some direction. And I'd always said if I hadn't reached where I wanted to be, I would always evaluate it. And I was kind of at a position where I was really looking at a foundation. So if a job at Nottingham Playhouse had come up, I would have loved to have applied for that. But a lot of rep companies tend to hold on to their stage management teams. So, in an awful sense, it is dead men's shoes. And luckily, everybody is alive and well and healthy. So I didn't really get to apply for the roles when they did come up. And then I really would love to have worked for the Royal Shakespeare Company, who I had an interview very early on in my career. And that was so helpful in terms of how to focus what I wanted to achieve. And then, of course, it has to be the ultimate rep is the National Theatre. But I didn't really fancy going down to London at that time, because the reason why I'd come home is because I wanted to be at home. So web was emerging. This was sort of 2003, 2004. And I wanted to do something creative. So web and digital seemed to be an extension for me from the technical audio and visual stuff, you know, the lighting and the sound. That was always the thing that, you know, I got to look after and I got to do when other people, you know, weren't employed to do it. But they weren't my role. They were the things I kind of said, oh, I'll do that. because of the electrical qualifications and the complexity that was starting to come into audio. So I looked at doing a course with the National IT Learning Centre. So I got a £2,000 personal development grant, learned HTML, CSS just came on the scene. I was looking at doing JavaScript and ASP and then e-commerce. And I kind of got 18 months, 2 years into it and kind of realised that I was never going to really be a programmer. So web became a focus. And I really enjoyed CSS and I really enjoy HTML. I love being able to write something in a code and then it's interpreted to see something visual. But it's very time consuming, especially for a dyslexic, because if you get a single letter, capital letter, letter, a full stop, anything in the wrong place. So it's kind of a perfectionist's dream, and especially for a dyslexic perfectionist, it can be a long job. So it was always going to be far too long for me to ever be able to do that sort of thing. It would take me too long. And I don't think I was a good enough designer to warrant the time frame that it would take me to actually create those masterpieces. So yeah, I found myself in the same position as I really love to design, don't really have the, not the talent, I don't have the skill, and I can't do stuff fast enough to develop the talent. I think that's the key, and it's the one thing that I kind of have had to resolve and accept within myself over a long period of time. But it does mean that I can work incredibly well with people who are very talented and find it difficult to meter their talent. I can work with people in a production management way, and I work really well in a team like that, sort of championing talent. So it's great to work with people who that comes very easy to them, because I can then find ways of facilitating them and complementing their direction. So yes, this has turned into not what I was intended to be for an audio boo. I'm sat at the bottom of my new stairs. I was just about to go out, and I've started to try and do some fitness and try and get into some routine, and that has been. I used Lolo, a bootcamp app, a while ago, which I really liked. It's sort of very 20 minutes each day with certain exercises and you can progress. So I've decided on that. Not moved all our stuff into the house yet, so I've got some big rooms to be able to actually do fitness stuff, which is great. So I'm hoping to keep a room or a space free that I can have my Wii out so that I can do Zumba and singing and sort of dancing and all that sort of stuff. So that would be great if I can keep a space for that. But yeah, I'm just going to head out into town, and I sat down to put my shoes and socks on because I'm not finding mobility great at the moment because I damaged my knee. And it just felt like a right place, sat at the bottom of the stairs. It was a little bit like a little bit like the Muppets. I'm not halfway up and halfway down, but I'm sat at the bottom of the stairs. So yeah, I think these stairs may become my my boo stairs. So thanks guys for listening. I am now relocated. Hopefully my tweets will be a little bit more consistent of who I am rather than what I'm doing, because it's all been quite hard over the last 4 years. So at PCM Creative on Twitter. PCMcreative.co.uk for my website. I've also been trying to do some non-digital craft stuff, so I've been doing that at a site called quartertofour.co.uk, and that's sort of my loom knitting and my BBC Creative focused stuff. I'm sort of following the BBC Creative campaign throughout the year. So that's it, been a bit longer than I'd usually like, but thank you guys for listening. I'm now going to head off into town, and good new beginnings. So, yay!